It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD could soon be a much smaller transit agency. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The coronavirus pummeled RTD's ridership and its budget, so the agency is now proposing it cut between a quarter and a third of its entire workforce. That's more than 800 positions, including bus drivers, mechanics, administrative support staff, and more. The reductions would make it impossible for RTD to return to pre-pandemic service levels anytime soon. The agency's board of directors will take up the proposed cuts as part of RTD's budgeting process this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A district judge in Denver has ruled that the city's urban camping ban is constitutional. That overrides a county judge's earlier decision that said the ban could not be enforced unless Denver has adequate shelter space for those experiencing homelessness. Denverite's Donna Bryson says the case stems from a ticket issued by police last year.
Jerry Burton is an activist here in Denver. He was experiencing homelessness in April of 2019 when he was ticketed under the camping ban. He really insisted on getting that ticket because he wanted to challenge the camping ban's constitutionality in court. The district judge looked specifically at Jerry Burton and said he was offered shelter that night and he refused it.
Denverite's Donna Bryson. Burton says he will appeal to the state Supreme Court. The White House has withdrawn its nomination of William Perry Pendley to head the Bureau of Land Management. The move was expected as the U.S. Senate returned to work Tuesday. Pendley has been leading the agency since last summer and is still in that role, now without Senate confirmation. He was a controversial choice to take over permanently and faced criticism from conservation groups and Democrats. Pendley oversaw the BLM headquarters move to Grand Junction earlier this year. The cold front moving across Colorado has helped crews fighting the state's wildfires, and it has improved air quality along the Front Range. That's according to Scott Landis, who's been tracking wildfire smoke for the state.
We're going to be in a pretty slow-moving weather pattern, and as long as that stays there, it's really going to cut off the flow from all the active wildfires elsewhere in the western U.S., so I think we should have some pretty good air quality here for the remainder of this week.
The wet and chilly weather is hanging on across Colorado for another day at least. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs will see temperatures in the 40s today.